It's coming up to 2 minutes to 7 o'clock here on RN Summer Breakfast. We're now joined by Rebecca Higham to bring us up to speed with Matters Financial.
Good morning, John. Stocks on Wall Street are heading for a mixed finish with some good economic data and corporate earnings offset by a slump in Apple shares. Official Labor Department figures show applications for jobless benefits in the US fell unexpectedly last week to their lowest level in 5 years. In company news, Apple has reported its slowest profit growth since 2003, and that sent its shares as much as 12% lower. But Xerox and the world's biggest online video service, Netflix, have posted better than expected earnings. With about an hour left in the session now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 49 points to 13,828. The S&P 500, however, is down 2 points at 1,493, and the Nasdaq's also down. It's 22 points lower to 3,131. Shares in Britain have built on their best start to the year since 1989. Vodafone rose more than 3% on rumours that the mobile phone company is considering selling its stake in Verizon Wireless. By the close, London's FTSE 100 was up 67 points to 6,265. Australian shares are set to open higher later this morning. In futures trading, the Share Price Index 200 is up 12 points to 4,793. The Australian dollar is weaker though. A short time ago, it was buying 104.66 US cents. On the cross rates, it's worth 78.26 euro cents, 66.28 British pence, 94.2 Japanese yen and $1.24 in New Zealand. Checking commodities, West Texas crude oil has edged up to $95.34 US a barrel. Tapas has strengthened to $120.09 US, and spot gold has fallen to $1,668.76 US an ounce. And John, that's the latest news from the overseas markets, and it's been lovely working with you these past few weeks.
Well, indeed it has. Yes, indeed. Now, the Apple problem, it only sold 48 million smartphones instead of 50 million, isn't it?
Yeah, your heart bleeds, doesn't it?
Oh, Lord, all right.
I think there are a lot of companies that would love those figures.
Indeed.